Joined for this segment by Stephanie Cover, the only personal injury attorney I will ever recommend. Stephanie with an F, Cover is in cover, 877-214-4935, or better yet, just go to kbrightradio.com/Cover Law, and you can sign up. Just find out more information about Stephanie, because you never know when you're going to need a personal injury attorney. But when you do, boy, do you need a personal injury attorney. Stephanie Cover, welcome back to the Bottom Line Show.
Thank you for having me today, Roger.
You know, one of the things I appreciate, and I've learned so much from you and your husband, Jim, about legal expertise over the past many years, but, you know, Jim's a contract law guy, but you and I talk here on the Bottom Line Show about personal injury law. And, you know, one thing that I never realized, I'll be honest with you, personal injury attorneys to me, prior to me meeting you, was I'd see the billboard, I'd see the ad on television, I'd see the guy saying, hey, I was in a car wreck and I got a ton of money. And you know, I don't want to oversimplify this, Stephanie, but they made it sound so easy. You know, I mean, it's like for some reason, oh, all you have to do, you got an accident, call an attorney and blah, 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 and that's it. And you and I both know how difficult it is to practice personal injury law. You've been doing this longer than anybody I've ever met. Help us understand why you need a personal injury attorney, because of the fact that, quite frankly, there are way more places where you could potentially get tripped up in a personal injury case if you don't have the right legal representation than in any other aspect of law.
That's true. And part of it is, as I believe people look at those ads and they say, well, geez, if I could get all that, they can get all that money. If I get a portion of that, I'll be doing fine. Mm-hmm. But it's really not what the reality is. Personal injury is a very large area of law. It's very litigious. And what I mean by that is one of the most areas that goes to litigation. And mm-hmm. part of the reason for that, a great part of that, is that people will try to handle things on their own without having an understanding as to what the law is, what they need to prove, mm-hmm. what they need to say and not say. And they 100% of the time create a big hole for themselves, which will either cause them more work, and with the same facts, it can cause them to have a lot less money than with an attorney, because they don't state things clearly. Mm-hmm. Let me give you an example.
Yeah.
There was a lady who was involved in a motor vehicle accident. She gave her statement to her insurance company, and I always advise against it, especially if it's disputed liability and you're going to hire an attorney. But she gave her statement to her insurance company, which you think, okay, I'm going to try to cooperate.
Right.
But her insurance company gave it to the other insurance company.
Oh, no.
And in her statement, she wasn't as clear on the day as she was on the date of the accident. And she hired me. I didn't know that went on. I went ahead and called the opposing insurance company, saying no one's contacted me. And they go, well, why should we? Her statement, we analyzed and said she was at fault. And I go, well, I have a San Diego police report here that says your insured is at fault, not my client.
Mm-hmm.
They're like, oh, well, now maybe we're going to relook at this, or maybe not. But if you have a police report and you tell the police at the time of the accident what happened,
mm-hmm. right?
Based on their experience, education, and training, they can see the location of the vehicle, the location of the damage, if there's any debris, if there's any witnesses. They will help you find the truth at the accident scene.
Interesting.
And anything that you say subsequent to that, especially to a third party, seems to lose facts. Mm-hmm. And when you lose facts, things can go sideways for you, which is what happens most of the time.
Stephanie Cover is with me today here on The Bottom Line. She's the only personal injury attorney I've ever recommended here on the program. Stephanie with an F, Cover as in cover, 877-214-4935 is how you contact her. Make sure you have her name and number in your contacts, because Stephanie, as you were just describing that scene, my first thought was, well, of course the other insurance company would have the police report, right? And yet the idea that your client was saying, okay, I've already given my statement to my insurance company, didn't know they gave it to the other insurance company, and the other insurance company is now trying to go ahead and settle the claim just based on that without even looking and considering the police report. It really has gotten to the point, hasn't it, where we, the people, need to have legal representation to make sure all of those boxes are checked off. Because as you came in and asked a simple question and the opposing insurance company, oh, yeah, I guess we didn't look at that. I wonder how many people are getting claims and realizing that in a case where, in this case, this woman clearly was not at fault, but they were going to process it like she was, simply based on what she said. That I'm shocked. I mean, I'm horrified to hear something like that happening. But you're probably running into a lot of that these days, aren't you, that type of situation in cases?
Yes. And when I make reference to the police report, they go, oh, yeah, 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 I think we've got it here. So they know.
Mm-hmm. They know, and they're not going to act on it.
Yeah, it's not, let's be honest, it's let's not pay a penny.
Right.
And the thing of it is, they're not looking for truth, and that's the problem.
Well, how do we get to the truth then? Because we, unfortunately, I say this about conservative Christians in the voting booth, we look at the world around us and we assume that everybody wants what's best for everybody else and that there would never be any laws passed that would make your life horrible. And yet, when you do a little due diligence, you find out that is in fact the case. But then there's the cases that we're talking about here where, you know, in a personal injury case like this, you really have to be wise as serpents and gentle as doves. And that wise as serpents part means you've contacted a good personal injury attorney who says, I assume that they're going to try to come after you for everything that they can get out of it. As I've quoted you often, Stephanie, there's never been an insurance company in the history of the insurance company that's overpaid a claim. I mean, that they're holding onto their money for their shareholders. They're just not doing that. So what, talk about the importance then of people who say, okay, I got into an accident. The first line of thought we have to get them away from is, well, at least I have good insurance. They're going to handle everything. This is not to say the insurance companies are bad people. They just are looking out for their best interest before your own. Help us understand why we need personal injury attorneys when we get into personal injury cases.
Well, your insurance company isn't the one paying the claims. It's the other party. When you get involved in an auto accident, there's one set of jury rules for that. Mm-hmm. You're in a situation where there's a dog bite, there's another set of jury rules for that. Mm-hmm. Slip and falls, another set, common carriers, another set, products liability, another set. So there are so many areas and aspects of law people aren't even, they don't even realize. People like me are an Orange County Trial Lawyers Association. I'm an American Board of Trial Advocates. I'm on a couple of brain trusts for the Consumer Attorneys of California. Meaning everybody discusses different issues and shares ideas. I have experts contacting me, and everybody gets an idea of who, what expert is good at what. Because if you look at it, it's not just a doctor. It could be a pediatrician. It could be an anesthesiologist. I have cases with engineers on it, different types of engineers, depending upon what the product is. I mean, it's just, it's a lot of information, and there's some areas of law which hasn't fully developed yet where it's just case law now, and you have to know the cases to know what you have to prove in order to make that party responsible. So it's just more than anyone really imagines.
Yeah, it really is. I love our conversations every time we get together each month, Stephanie, because I learn so much. But I also come away somewhat exhausted over the fact that I realize that, that the weight of the law really is so staggering. We are a very litigious society. People are seem like they're in a big hurry to go to court. And I would admit that I'm sure a lot of people in the body of Christ are a little hesitant because we read scripture and we don't read it properly, where the scripture says, don't be in a hurry to take your brother or sister in Christ before an unjust judge, because they're going to look at your case and say, well, this is silly and this is ridiculous. But if you do get involved in a personal injury case, obviously you're working hard to make sure that the case doesn't go to trial if you don't have to, but you have to be prepared. But you have to be prepared for the fact that the other side is going to ask questions, and they're doing everything they can to vigorously defend their position too. So it really is just a question of who's got the best legal strategy. Help the listeners here at the Bottom Line Show have been hearing you talk about this for years and years, but I get the sense, I hear a certain urgency in your voice that over the past couple of years in particular, it's gotten a lot worse in terms of there are more laws that have been passed and there are more people that you're hearing from that are saying, well, I tried to fight this on my own, but now I guess I need help. The first call really needs to be to you, doesn't it?
Yes, and 100% of the time, the case they messed it up, not because they weren't injured. It's because they didn't handle certain aspects right, or they communicated information which isn't relevant to their lawsuit, which is nobody's business. Sometimes people even talk about their family members, and I'm like, oh my gosh, you don't do that. Your family member is not a party to this lawsuit or claim that we have here. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people get nervous. I see sometimes people who haven't worked a long time want people to be their friends because sometimes they're alone. And they try to talk to be friendly with them. The other side will just eat you up. Mm. They really don't care about making a friend at a deposition. Mm-hmm. They just want to get the information and go forward. But when people start talking about extraneous things, they're really making it harder on them because they may say something because they're a good person and they have nothing to hide, but the fact mm-hmm. remains that there's some information that is not related to a lawsuit, and you have your privacy on that. Mm-hmm. And that's really no one's business, but they open the door when they speak and say things that aren't related. Mm. And they cause a lot of problems, hardship, and then the other side doesn't want to pay them as much because they think that there's other information out there because they start to say something and they think, oh, wow, there's got to be more out there. And there's really not.
Talking to Stephanie Cover, the personal injury attorney that I recommend here at the Bottom Line Show. Stephanie with an F, Cover is in cover, 877-214-4935. Make sure you have your name and number or her name and number in your contacts. Talk about the spiritual component of this. I mean, I think about, again, I would never want to put you and me in the same category as the Holy Spirit, but we think about the Holy Spirit being our, but we think about the role the Holy Spirit has in our lives in terms of being an advocate. And the fact that Jesus said, I will send a counselor, I will send someone for you. We all need an advocate in some certain parts of our life. And you really are more than, I mean, people think personal injury attorney oftentimes means big money for me if I contact them. But you really are the advocate that they need in a legal system that I'm not saying is corrupt, but it is so slanted against our biblical values sometimes that they're looking for any little way they can exploit the law to their advantage against our advantage. Talk about the role that you play as the advocate for Bottom Line listeners when there is a personal injury case where you say, look, I have your spiritual best interest at heart as well as your financial and personal.
Well, first off, everybody, as they know, goes to prayer because the Lord is our helper. He's our healer. He's our creator. We're with him now through eternity, and he's our best friend. So Amen. He's always Amen. The one to share with. He's always the one to ask for guidance, and I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. I don't like to see myself apart from him because in him, I'm a new creation and I like that person better.
Amen.
So the Lord guides me in cases, but many times people just need to know to trust that if that person is really spending time and all these hours on your case, they're really trying to help you. They're maybe not telling you all the things that are going on in the background because they don't want to stress you out, but mm-hmm. they just want to help you cross the finish line as quickly as you can and as a way that is fair and equitable to you with mm-hmm. the Lord's blessings.
Amen. Amen. I love that thought, and I know your heart is so right for this position and for such a time as this. If you find yourself in need of a personal injury attorney, you'll find good, godly counsel with expert legal advice from Stephanie Cover at Cover Law. Stephanie with an F, Cover is in cover, 877-214-4935, or just go online to kbrightradio.com/Cover Law, and you could start the process there. You know, Stephanie, we talk so much about cases that are tough and are challenging. We don't always get a chance to talk about some of the, I don't necessarily call them success stories, but I'm always intrigued to find out how God uses you in a personal injury case to kind of help a family that's going through a tough time. I know there's a story of that's very, very dear to your heart right now that you wanted to share with us.
Yes, I have a client named Eric. I had a client named Eric Ching, where I represented him and his family. It was a unfortunate incident where his wife was killed in a motor vehicle collision. And it really took the family, because she was the glue, the motivator, the one everybody loved. They were always very close. They traveled together. They did a lot of things together. And for her to be gone, it was devastating. Eric started questioning a whole bunch of things when he lost his spouse, and in part of his quest to figure out what does the Lord mean by this, what should I do, things of that nature, he believes the Holy Spirit told him to sell his computer business and to run for office as House of Representatives. He was obedient. He sold his office. He sold his computer business, and he started to run a campaign with a lot of different pastors and a lot of different churches, getting truth out. He is a strong Christian man, and he wants God's word to be known and God's laws to be enforced. And that's quite a challenge if you know that nowadays.
Yes, yes.
So, he ran in the primaries and he won, so he'll be on the ballot in November. And I'm just very happy for him that out of the tragedy, he found something new that the Lord directed him to, that he feels a close bonding with the Holy Spirit and feels he's on the right track.
Wow.
So I just feel very happy for him that he has that and that he's doing very well at it.
You know, we talk often, Stephanie, about that the restoration process, the fact that there are people who go through a personal injury case, and your primary goal, first and foremost, is to replace what the enemy has taken away for whatever reason. And there are losses that people experience. We understand that for sure. But in this case, it's so interesting to see. Sometimes we think about monetary, whether it was, okay, we're replacing a car that was damaged, or maybe there was a personal property issue or something like that. But when someone loses a loved one, you can't just, you know, there's no amount of money that's going to bring that person back. But it's interesting how God, in this case, has used Mr. Ching's tragedy of the loss of his wife to give him a renewed sense of purpose. And the fact that he wants to serve the common good, running for Congress, and has made it through the first hurdle here and will be on the ballot in November. That is such an inspiring story. So Eric Ching, that's the guy that you helped in personal injury law case. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. Yes. Well, we'll have to.
It was just very good for me to see, because I came to their home within a short time frame from when the incident occurred, and to see him swing all the way around to where he's at now with a purpose for the Holy Spirit. And I'm sure his family is very proud of him, and his daughters are very excited that he's happy. He's starting to be happy. He's trying to find renewed strength. It's just a really wonderful thing to see the transformation that the Lord can do.
I'll bet. Well, that is an encouraging story, and I'm so grateful that you shared it with us today here on the Bottom Line Show. Stephanie, thank you for the work that you do. It is such a blessing to have you as part of the Bottom Line Show team. spiritually, legally, giving that kind of advice in a world right now that really is anti-Christian values, to have somebody who knows the law as well as you do, but also will stand up for your right because it's the biblical thing to do. These are biblical concepts we're talking about. It's such a rarity these days, and I truly appreciate you, and I know our listeners do too. Thanks for being with us today here on The Bottom Line.
Thank you very much for having me, Roger. Appreciate it.